still there? Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. My emotions are dead. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. Should I take to bed?
6, 7, 8. Soon we'll have you feeling great.
They told me find a cute boy and have him love you. Dr. Kildare.
Yes.
Dr. Casey.
Yes, Connie.
Oh, I think you've discovered a new miracle drug.
Oh, did I?
Oh, this is really the cure.
You don't say.
Oh, I feel wonderful.
You do?
I never felt this way before.
Aha, she feels better already.
Every rough man is bright and as strong as a Turk. Dotes on hard work, just loves hard work. And there's no IRS to drive you berserk. And they send the guys from OSHA straight to hell. Atlanta will never make you wait. And Atlanta will always steer you straight.
They send out mail just once a year
with all the info crystal clear.
We hope we live to see it before we die. No aggravation in, just celebration in that big
style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
show up wearing either black or white. I looked at my clothes and it seemed, oh, they was all black. And flow.
the oil runs out. I think about the record industry and the people it used. Self-indulgent, pampered pop stars. And which ones did you choose? Enemy far more drastic, but no more 12-inch plastic. Because oh, what's gonna happen when the buses don't run? And what's gonna happen when the winter comes? What are you gonna do? Or what are you gonna do when the oil runs out? Changing lifestyle, you say yeah, I don't believe you. And look at your home, the things that you own, the job that you work in, but they all could go. Oh, what about the tax exiles who live in the sun?
Face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link blend.
Bizarre religious objects. Weird ceremonies. Snake handlers. And pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mobile.
Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day. You thought Jimmy Page was a I'm being haunted by the ghosts of dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn. Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts, and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde, stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving. Like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance, so Buffy didn't stand a chance. And the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf, so here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you can do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
The fourth secret, appreciator.
Actually, the very word appreciate has a double meaning. Besides being grateful, it means to raise in value, as in real estate. This is exactly what appreciation can do to a woman. Literally, raise her in value. The opposite of appreciate is to depreciate or lower in value. How many sales have been lost by the salesman who did not appreciate his customer as an individual and did not give her his appreciative attention? A mother and father wanted to contribute to a college as a tribute to their son, killed in the war. The dean of the Eastern College didn't know who they were and depreciated their offer with a derisive laugh. Well, they left his office and built a university near San Francisco in memory of that boy, Leland Stanford. Since my saleswomen make calls in homes, we often have the problem of a loud radio, record player, or TV to overcome. Even sales problems like this can be handled in an appreciative way. I teach my saleswomen to say, "Before we sit down, I have a confession to make. I'm a little deaf. Would you do me a favor and turn off the music? You see, I appreciate you giving me your time, and I don't want to miss a word you say." Ah, yes. You see, I learned from that young salesman in the restaurant. One of the most superb salesmen I know tells his women prospects, "The best is none too good for you. My product is the finest that money can buy, and you deserve it. I want you to have it." He is irresistible because he really means it. Appreciation can be shown in many ways. For instance, when my book, The Selling Power of a Woman, was published by Prentice Hall, letters of congratulation came in from people all over the nation. The most appreciated letters were the ones from those who had actually read the book and took the time to tell me about it. I noticed these were from the busiest people and often the most celebrated. I have a theory that the fact they make time to do kind things like this is one of the underlying reasons that they are famous. When James Farley spoke at his former high school, the high school band played for him. The next day, every member of that band received a personal note of appreciation from Mr. Farley. The first time I met Norman Vincent Peale, I barely spoke to him, but I did hand him my business card. The next day, I received an appreciative letter from him, thanking me for speaking to him and wishing me success in my business. Now, these people had time to show appreciation. We're shortchanging ourselves when we don't even appreciate the members of our families, let alone our business associates. Buy some small notepaper or even postcards. If you can, have them imprinted with a little symbol of you or your company. A Scott friend of mine has a little Scotty dog illustrated on all of his advertising, and he uses this with "Just thought you'd like to know" across the top of the postcards. Take the time at the end of a day to address a card to the people you met that day. Did a secretary give you a hard time today? Tell her how much you appreciate her efficiency. Pull out all those calling cards you've picked up and send a note of appreciation. Try to think of something not only appreciative but of interest as well regarding your conversation. So, our fourth secret, gentlemen, is always appreciate the lady if you want to sell her, and never depreciate her.
Mike! 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 I'm Berserk! got lots of problems. Female trouble. Maybe I'm tempted. Female trouble. They say I'm a mistake, but I don't care. Go ahead, put me in your electric chair. I got lots of problems.
Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know, but I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
mystified me. She was a New York City beat. She came on flash, monster mash, motors in her feet. Now we moved out from Manhattan to a home on Brooklyn Heights. A dad was street punk and a monster truck, but we made out all right. Just to make me leave the band. She even had a toy, rent a boy, straight from a Times Square stand. Oh, thank you, little whiz kid. But me and my friend gotta eat. So go back to school, or the typing fool. Just get yourself out on the street. Style.
From the top. That's a cue, Tony.
Gone. Love is never gone. As we travel on, love's what we'll remember. Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow we did what we had to do. And I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we always knew. And I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for love. Gone, love is never gone. As we travel on, love's what we'll remember. Kiss today goodbye and point me toward tomorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love, what I did for love.
Thank you. Tony Galluccio on piano, Hal Green on drums. How you doing, fellas? Thank you very much.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes, they glow in the dark, and I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm hearing Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone. They cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking. I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Mm-hmm.
near Chicken Stand. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Static on my radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark, and I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking. All strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Yeah, I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone. Cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. So